Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Our friends at Center for Immigration Studies, by the way, they've launched a podcast. And one thing I've been saying lately is not enough people have enough podcasts out there. Our friends over at Center for Immigration Studies. No, I like these podcasts because they come from organizations and they're not trying to compete with us in the radio business. And they focus on specific issues and they can do a deep dive on topics. Listen to that. I love this montage they put together in this latest one. Dave, this is cut one on the sheet. Listen to this. This is terrific.
We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked.
And complete the dang fence.
This bill that we will sign today is not a revolutionary bill.
Cast down your bucket where you are.
We come from France.
And I am, adamantly against illegal immigrants.
They're coming in by the thousands, just unbelievable.
A wall is an immorality.
What are you rooting for?
Those masters of the universe are at it again.
You maniac! You blew it up!
I do like Chuck Heston at the end there. But that's good stuff. Joining us now, one of the frequent contributors to that brand new podcast from Center for Immigration Studies and a good guest to have. He's the director of research there, lead author of a recent report here about tax credits for illegal immigrants. He's Stephen Camerata. Stephen, thank you for joining us today on WMAL.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I love that montage because it is it shows that that it's not a new concept here in American politics for our leaders to suggest that if we're going to have immigration in this country, and we all agree we should have immigration in this country, at the very least, we should have laws that are followed, obeyed, and enforced. And even as recently as Barack Obama would say that. We flipped really quickly on that, didn't we?
Yes, it's the case that, for example, whenever the Democrats in the past would have proposed an amnesty, they always coupled it with at least a promise of future enforcement. Now they pass amnesty bills, and they're not even willing to add, five Border Patrol agents to the bill or any other provision for enforcement. So they've really moved what I would argue is a pretty extreme position.
You heard in there Nancy Pelosi deriding President Trump's wall. And by the way, I hate that it was always named Trump's wall, but now I think we should call it Trump's wall because Biden is building Trump's wall, it appears. What do you make of these recent reports?
Right. To remind your listeners, they stopped the contracts, which had already been signed, which is going to cost us at least a couple $100 million for breach of contract. That is us, the taxpayers. But it looks like in part of the Rio Grande Valley and some other places, they're going to be building, at least filling in gaps. So in some ways, it's a concession, at least, that walls do matter and they make a difference. They don't solve the whole problem by any means, but they're very helpful for controlling the border. And now, of course, again, they're not going to stop people who are coming in at border entrance points and applying for asylum, but at least they are important. And at least a little bit, the Biden administration is recognizing that fact.
Yeah, and let's face it, this administration doesn't care about wasting a couple $100 million on contracts on things that, they don't seem to care about that kind of waste of taxpayer money. In my opinion, Stephen, you tell me, the only reason that they have given this quiet go ahead to finish these 13 and a half miles of wall is because it's a tacit acknowledgement that it was effective. It is effective. And they were getting pressure from people down there who were feeling it with all these illegal crossings. They had to get pressure from the people on the border saying, what are you doing to us?
Right. I think it's fair to say that border state Democrats are seeing it firsthand, what are really unprecedented numbers, and maybe we should run through some of those, and they're pressuring the administration to at least do something, and part of that something is at least some wall. So I think you're right. They didn't really want to do it, but I think they have no choice.
We often hear from politicians, especially at the federal level, that, whenever they propose a tax credit or a tax cut or any kind of spending program and social benefit welfare program, that this will not go to illegal immigrants. We remember this from Obamacare. This will not, you know, benefit anyone who is in the country illegally, even though eventually it did pretty quickly. Tell me about this earned income tax credit and additional child tax credit you've been researching that it turns out is actually absolutely going to find its way into the hands of people in this country, not non-citizens who are here legally, but illegal immigrants are going to be receiving billions of dollars in cash payments.
Right. There's just no question about that. To remind your listeners, these are our two largest cash assistance programs, mainly for low-income workers. I mean, they cost us something like $80 billion a year in total for everyone. And we've estimated that illegal immigrants are going to be receiving checks as they file their income tax. Monday's income tax day, you should remember, about $3.8 to $4.5 billion will be going to illegal immigrants from these two programs. Now, remember, these are not tax refunds. They are for people who have no federal income tax liability and instead receive a cash payment. And the reason this happens partly is we've given out, as a matter of policy, about 2 million Social Security numbers to illegal immigrants, plus we have illegal immigrants with stolen numbers. The government's last estimate was about 700,000. In addition to that, for the additional child tax credit, we allow illegal immigrants with U.S.-born children to receive money from that program by just getting a what's called an individual taxpayer identification number. It's not technically a Social Security number, but it lets them get the credit. And so that total from those two programs, the cash payments, will run into the billions. There's just no question about it.
And this will even go to those who have committed identity theft and tax fraud by using a stolen or illegally obtained Social Security number?
Right. If they don't know it, yes, then those people can slip through the cracks. And so, look, the bottom line is, yes, giving cash to illegal immigrants costs taxpayers billions through these programs. But perhaps more important is the decision to give Social Security numbers and individual taxpayer identification numbers to millions of people who aren't supposed to even be in the country. It's just encouraging more illegal immigration, and it conveys to everyone that we don't take our own laws seriously if you're paying out huge cash benefits to illegal immigrants.
Well said. We got to leave it there, though. As well as it was said, we're up against it. But I appreciate you joining us. Stephen Camerata, he's the Director of Research over at Center for Immigration Studies. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.